Welcome back, everyone. Live from Albia High School, tonight's boy-girl doubleheader. The girls fall to the Mustangs in the opener. Right now in the nightcap, it's going to be the Blue Demons and their South Central Conference rival, the Mustangs. Just 1 week ago, Dan, we got to see one of the best basketball games seen all season long.
Oh, it definitely was. I don't care what class or what where you follow, what kids you follow. From start to finish, that was a very, very good game. Mustangs had a lead a lot of the game there, but only, I think a few times they might have got to eight, but really it was about a 4 to 6 point game all night long. Finally in the fourth quarter, the Blue Demons just slowly worked themselves back into it, did a nice job of taking that mid-range jumper and getting themselves in there, and the defense, which is a pretty good staple there, has just played really lights out and did a good job and able to come away with a clutch 51-50 victory down there. So a great win for the Blue Demons. Certainly one the Mustangs didn't want to give up. They were at the time really in a hot and heavy race for second place. Since then, they dropped the game to Sheraton, so that really puts them in a kind of a lesser spot than where they'd like to be. And I talk about second because, you know, what can you say about Centerville leading the conference right now? And, you know, the polls just came out. They're fifth in the state in 3A, you know, where Davis County and us are playing in 2A. And so it's just a very good team right now playing at a high level.
Well, Dan, these two teams mimic each other so many ways. You know, they got two scores on each team that will put up lots of points, and they both look for that third score. And who will that be tonight? Friday night, it was Tanner Wynn.
Yep.
And I thought Tanner played his best basketball game of the season. But that's the mystery. Who's going to be that third person tonight? And both teams need that third person to step up to really make the difference here.
Really, really do it. Friday night's game, what I saw that I thought was a concerted effort by the team was really trying to drive to the hoop. You know, if you're playing a zone defense and little gaps, and penetrators like Tanner Wynn and Matt Baker and Zach Hugan and Ryan Sarver and Luke Sarver, and they can just drive hard, and they really can slice it. And, of course, Tanner Kellogg inside out. He's got a great game. So I thought that was really a good effort on their part. They came in, would finish up high. The layup was there. They'd go ahead and finish it. If not, they'd kick out. And Tanner Wynn, yeah, very much was looking to shoot it and get his points up. And we really need that consistently, that third score. You know, Tanner Wynn the other night, we've seen Mason Cox come on fire a few times. Ryan Sarver's been hot before. But nothing that's been consistent yet for the team. And so that's really what the Blue Demons would help a lot if they could find that third score. And obviously that's the same thing with Bloomfield. Park Michaels leads the way here. You know, he's been on fire lately, but he just needs some support from some of his teammates on a consistent basis.
Well, this is going to be a little chess match out there. You got two of the best coaches in the entire conference, and Coach Archer and Coach Graves. So I'm looking forward to that matchup as well. That is two of the better basketball minds going to battle it out here.
Oh, definitely. Year in and year out, they really run their programs the best they can. And, you know, Coach Graves, as we mentioned earlier, you know, has I think there's 11 seniors on this squad. So it's a very experienced and seasoned group of players. I think the last game he went about seven deep in the rotation. And even given that, it was only one, I believe, the sophomore came in for just a minute or two. And so it was just all the seniors coming in. So it really, really brings that experience. You know, we have some youth here with Matt Baker,
yeah.
The point guard, plays way beyond his years. So intelligent, so smart on the court. Aggressive, you know, but just a sophomore, and Tanner Wynn and Zach Hugan as juniors, and then the two seniors, Austin Luce and Tanner Kellogg. So a nice little balance on our team. But then off the bench, we'll bring in some sophomores with Ryan and Luke Sarver, and Mason Cox is a junior. And so we get pretty young pretty quick, but really compete well.
Well, let's take a timeout, come back with the opening tip-off. Jack and Johnny Flatter, he's got his shoes off. He's got his toes all ready to count up the stats. Dan, we've got our drinks in store, and we're going to sit back, relax, and enjoy the warmth of this gymnasium. It gets cold outside. We're going to warm it up in here when we come back. You're listening to Blue Demon Basketball.
The Albia Blue Demons and Lady D's know that it takes hard work to reach their goals. This applies not only to sports, but to personal finances as well. Hi, this is Edward Jones Financial Advisor Brian Crosser. You work hard for your money, and you deserve to have your portfolio work just as hard as you do. If your investments aren't putting forth the effort, call 932-7762 or stop by my office at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square for a free portfolio review. I can help you work hard towards your financial goals. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
Mm-hmm. This is Blue Demon Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Dave Schooley sitting next to us over here. He's broadcasting the Davis County perspective on 106.9. My buddy to the left of me, Big D, and Dan, I'm looking forward to this one. A week ago, we talked about this contest, a little rematch, and, you know, sometimes you have to say that favor goes to the team that is wanting revenge, and will that play a part here tonight?
Oh, you definitely know that Davis County's come here and wanted to show us something. They took one on the chin to us, again, down at their place, and nobody likes to lose a home games with all your home fans and friends and families cheering you on and everything. And so you know they're going to come out ready to go. And, again, they've got five seniors starting for the Mustangs here, and so they're going to bring out a very experienced squad here with Colton Roberts at point, Damon Dixon helping out, Calvin Utt and Park Michaels, who's leading around 20 points a game. McCain Wells, the big guy in the middle. You know, and from there, they'll bring in a Wyatt Garman. I think he started last time, and he might be the one who was a little sick. Yeah. I don't know if he's over there. He is, but we'll see if he's good to go or not.
Jump ball controlled by Baker in the backcourt. Albie will get the first possession of this ball game. Left side it goes. Tanner Wynn behind the arc. Man defense applied by the Mustangs. Here's a dribble drive by Wynn. Picks it up. Goes to Kellogg. In the lane. Down low. Loose. Has it tipped away by Roberts.
Again, we're seeing that where they're trying to attack the rim there. Tanner Wynn immediately came in, a good defensive recognition for the Mustangs to cover, but Tanner Wynn's so smart, he'll just turn around and pivot back out to the outlet, and the TK tried to push it in, got in an open loose, but knocked the ball out of bounds.
Here's the inbounds pass, stolen away by the Mustangs. They'll push it ahead. Dixon with it, picks up his dribble. He'll go out to the top of the circle, waiting for its Utt. Inside, big number 55, Wells. Turns, nothing there, out to Utt. Good defensive recovery there by the Blue Demons. Utt, floater in the lane, leaves a shot up. He's going to be fouled on the shot. The shot was astray. Not pretty decent defense there. Utt put it the wild shot.
It really was. I think just the ref didn't like a little bit of the contact after the shot as they were coming down the ground. The Tanner Wynn's momentum just kind of carried him into him just a little too much. And so Calvin Utt will go to the line and shoot two.
First one on the way. It is good.
I should talk about how great a free throw shooter is. Maybe I can jinx them as well.
Yeah, go ahead. He's nearly
excellent. 60, never misses.
2.5%. Never misses. Come on, Dan. Help him out. First one went down. Second one is good. You sure are luck.
I'm going to have to go.
I don't know for who, but here comes Baker across the half-court stripe. Picked up by Dixon. Left side it goes Tanner Wynn. Mustangs in that tight man defense. Kellogg behind the arc. Long three off the back of the backboard. No good. Zach Eugen with the rebound. Baker trying to break down Dixon. Gets a pick from Wynn. Picks up his dribble. Tries to go inside. Stolen away by the Mustang. Here comes Park Michaels. Michaels. He'll go coast to coast. He'll leave up a floater. Wells with the rebound. He'll throw it up on the follow. No good, and two shots to come.
Just not a good job of executing on the box out there on that shot. Zach Eugen did all he could to make Park Michaels take an off-balance shot, did a good job defensively on him, but unfortunately left McCain Wells open to get that little rebound, and he'll go and get his two free throws. Don't think he's missed on the season.
I think you're right. He's perfect. And it worked, that a boy, Danny. Taking one for the team. He'll take an ego shot to help this Blue Demon team out. Jinxed it. The second one on the way, it's no good. All right, found something that works tonight. Yeah. Here comes Wynn, left side, in transition. Tanner up off the glass and good. Quick transition basketball that time by the Blue Demons. Wynn with the finish.
Baker had his head up, nice pass to get him on the far side, and just Tanner finished right up at that hoop. But nice job.
Utt goes to Wells, double team, kicked it back out. Calvin Utt in the lane, left up. Shot down low. Actually, it was a pass. Yeah. Tipped out of bounds. Couldn't control it as Roberts was the intended receiver. Good defense by the Blue Demons.
Really was. You know, I mean, we've seen this all year long, too. The Blue Demons really like to get out and push the action and try to get that fast break set up if they have to. And over the course of the game, you really see where that pays off for them.
Here's a pick. Bound it loose. Up and oh! Couldn't get it to follow. Nice pick and roll that time. Tanner Wynn with the feed to loose. He couldn't get it to fall. Michaels, double team. Dixon with it. Dixon's a heck of a tennis player. You got to see him play tennis. Wow. He is good.
Oh, shoot. Zach Eugen working really hard on Park Michaels, went in and posted up, and just a little too aggressive on the on the entry pass there and call, got a foul. And the ref saw that alertly and called it on.
First foul on Eugen, third team foul. Here comes the inbounds. Michaels with it, goes baseline. Spins, turns it, shoots it. Good. That was tough. Little turnaround jump shot over the top of Eugen. Gets it the fall. 4-2 Davis County. Baker with it, left side. Loses the dribble, comes up with it. Out to Eugen, behind the arc. Zach, nothing there. He'll hand it off to Baker. In the lane, kicks the right side. Tanner Kellogg, good ball movement. Tanner Wynn, open for three, shot on the way. Oh, so close. Wouldn't fall. Rebound to the Mustangs.
Park Michaels achieves that and brings that ball up in big tall forward, but boy, has good ball handling, brings it up.
Called
a travel, and that's hard to do when you're dribbling the ball, but and we'll take that call, quite honestly. I'm not 100% certain on that one.
Went to a jump stop.
Yeah.
Must have slid a little bit, but we'll take it.
Yeah.
4-2 to go, or 4-2 your score here, 5:15 to go, opening period. Wynn off to Kellogg. Eugen with it. Good ball movement. Good patience here. Austin loose. Picks up his dribble. Find Kellogg. To Baker out front. Matt. Dribbles to the right side. Kicks it to Wynn. Tanner in the lane. A little floater off the glass. Yeah. Good! Oh,
what
nice
really,
little pretty move there by Wynn.
What I really like is get himself squared up to the hoop as he's getting up there. He came into, like he should do, with his right shoulder to the hoop. But get himself square so that he has gives himself a good shot at making that, and does.
Tanner really feeling his basketball game right now. Here's a pass inside. Roberts puts it up. No good. And we're going to have over the back on Wells as Tanner Wynn slid down. Got good body positioning on Wells. He'll pick up the foul.
McCain Wells, a big, big, strong, tall center for the Mustangs. You know, much taller than any of our players. Tanner Wynn did all he could do. Just get his backside into him and start pushing him out. And it makes the over back call really easy if you get proper defensive position.
Wynn on the right side to Eugen. Guarded by Utt. Gets by his defender. Floater in the lane. No good. Rebound. Roberts. He'll clear it out. Hand it to his teammate Utt. Again, I like the fact we're attacking the basket.
Oh, look at that. Nice.
Here's a steal by Eugen. Throws it back in on the save. Utt comes up with it. He'll kick it right to the rim. Good.
Good.
Great hustle there by Eugen.
Absolutely. You take that. You know, yeah, we lost the 2 points, but you'll take that hustle play all night long.
Or a blocking foul.
Yep.
Dixon trying to slide in front of Matt Baker. We'll pick up the foul.
Really like the way Matt's developed his dribbling game. You know, in terms of the strength he has on that dribble, it's hard to knock him off position. And if your feet are moving at all, he's going to drive right into him, which is what you've got to do when you're dribbling that ball.
Baker, again, kicks it out to the right side to Wynn. Picks up his dribble and go to loose up top. Good ball movement. Here's a head fake. Eugen, quick first step up off the glass, duck under, good. Wow.
McCain Wells came over from the far side to help out, but Zach was just able to split those two defenders and got to the hoop. Nice little bucket.
So quick on that first step. Hutt puts the shot up. No good. Out of bounds. Out is going to get the ball back. 6-6 ball game. 3:29 to go here. Opening quarter.
Expect nothing less than this tonight. Yeah. All night long. It's going to be back and forth. Tied right now, and it's anyone's game, and we'll just see who can outlast the other.
Here's a nice pass down low, Griffin, or Eugen, to loose, up and good.
And that's where that driving, you know, there's somebody open every time when you drive, and that's what's so crucial for the Blue Demons to do that and take the shots when they present, but if they're not there, kick it to the guy who is, and that was a great recognition by Zach Eugen.
And Utt follows on the other side of the court. Back and forth we go here. 8-8 ball game, 3:02 to go. Wynn dribbles in the lane, picks it up, goes to Baker. Far left wing. Gets a pick. Baker throws him a three.
Short.
Off the short of the rim. Tanner Wynn with the rebound up off the glass. Oh, that was so pretty.
He got it, made a great job hustling to it, but then tried to get that extra little half hop in there to get himself to the hoop, and the defender covered well. And, it's a tough call. Got a call for the travel, and you hate seeing that, but it's the right call.
Oh, that it doesn't get any prettier than that. Yeah. They just let those happen.
If you're listening to both stations tonight, Harry, you're going to get a dueling broadcast here. Difference of opinion.
I love Dave over here. He's such a he's a fan for the Mustangs, true and true. And he's matched up with his wife, dynamic duo. Now, that's a pretty good combination.
You bet. Zach Eugen picks up his second foul there with the reach across on the dribble up high. And Coach Archer doesn't want to see him get his third before the half. So with 2:30 in the action in the first period here, We'll have him sit down, and it might be it for the half here for him.
Eight ball game, 2.5 to go here, first period. Mason Cox just checked in. Here's a dribble drive, kicks it out to Kellogg. To win. Tanner comes up, decide to pick for his teammate. Here's Baker off a pick, up off the glass, no good. Rebound controlled by the Mustangs.
Also, Luke Sarver checked in for Austin Luce. So, given the. Oh, nice job, Tanner Kellogg. Just jumped the pass there on the box and stole the ball and comes back this way with Tanner Wynn bringing it up the court.
Wynn gets by Utt, dribbles down. Luke Sarver on the backside. Couldn't get the shot to fall, but a nice dish out there by Tanner Wynn.
Again, tacking that hoop. We just got to keep that up and keep doing it and get that rhythm down with the players that are coming in now and see if we can't get the buckets.
Dixon with it, goes to the inside. Birchmeyer in travel, the lane.
Yep.
Travel. I had so much traveling in that first game, I don't want to hear the whistle blow again for a travel. Both clubs in the first game.
Yeah. Park Michaels is defending on Tanner Kellogg, and he's just fronting him, not even worried about the ball or help side defense at all. He's just keeping Tanner Kellogg from touching it.
Tanner Wynn puts a three up, just left it a little short. Keep shooting that, young man. Yeah. Keep shooting that. Don't let that ruin your confidence. Here's a long three by Dixon. No good. Rebound loose. Controlled by Baker, then stolen away by Dixon on the ground. Loose, and
might it's be a foul. A little bit of a rugby scrum going on here on the near side of the court, right in front of the student section. They had a great view of that play. Foul on the Blue Demons, I think.
Tanner Kellogg.
Yeah, no.
No.
No, Luke Sarver, actually, they gave it to, so that's all right. It keeps Tanner Kellogg from getting a foul.
Here's Park Michaels. Baseline jumper on this way up. No good, and we're going to have a what? A foul. The whistle blew a little late. Luke Sarver with the foul.
I think after the shot came across and was trying to block or get a hand up on the shot and then came across, hit the elbow after the shot went through.
You're listening to 96.7 KIIC, broadcasting from Albia, Iowa. And this boy-girl doubleheader, we're in the nightcap. The Mustangs and the Blue Demons going at it.
Well, there's uncharacteristic, and we saw that last week too. Park Michaels really does typically do a nice job with his free throws, in all honesty, and not trying to jinx him at all. But, boy, last week, to start the first half, he really struggled. He looked off balance, and things weren't rhythm. And then the second half, he got it going on the free throws.
Second one is no good as well, but he'll follow. No, Luce comes up with the rebound, taken away again by Utt. Ahead in transition, and two shots to come, and looked like the curly shuffle down there as big number 53, Wyatt Garman, got the pass, shuffled his feet. No call there, but he was fouled on the shooting attempt.
Yeah, just a flurry of activity there, and unfortunately the Mustangs were able to recover the ball, and Wyatt Garman, who quite hadn't left the block yet, was standing right there to try to get the ball. And a good foul by the Blue Demons to send Wyatt to the line. He misses the first one of two shots, so that's 0 for 3 in the last little 10 seconds here for the Mustangs.
We've gone 4 minutes tied at 8. Second one up, no good as well. Still tied at 8, under a minute to go here in the opening period. Baker with it, crossover. Moves in the lane. Kicks it to left side. Open for three on the shot. Mason Cox, no good. Rebound loose. Controlled by Tanner Wynn. Saved back into Tanner Kellogg.
How about the awareness of Tanner Wynn to know where loose or Tanner Kellogg was?
And the defender left Tanner Wynn wide open. He put the shot up in the lane. Couldn't get the fall, and the Mustangs come the other way. Dan, we've seen both teams really struggle here the last 4 minutes to get a shot to fall.
Kind of seem that both teams are kind of tensing up a little bit and just not standing within their game plans.
Michaels, shot up. No good, rebound. Followed by Garman. He can't get the fall. Cox comes up with the rebound ahead to Baker. 12 seconds to go here, opening period. To Kellogg, up and good.
Kellogg knows how to finish anytime when he comes with that kind of speed. He's very strong with the body. You can put a little bit on him. He's not going to get knocked off.
Here's a shot at the buzzer. No good. We'll go to the quarter break. Come back with your second quarter with Albie with a two-point lead when we come back to Blue Demon basketball.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
When you do your shopping locally, you get to know the merchant, and the merchant knows you. It's a relationship based on trust and friendship. When you shop locally, you're not only getting the best in personal service, you're also helping our local economy. When it comes to personal service, the choice is easy. Shop locally. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
This is Blue Demon Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
One quarter in the books. Albia with a two-point lead here as we open the second quarter. 10-8 the score. Nearly 4 minutes gone by in that four-minute stretch of scoreless basketball either side of the court.
Again, you got two teams really battling out, evenly matched, as you said, before the game started, and they're not disappointing us tonight.
Michaels with it. Goes cross-court. Utt comes up with it, throws it, saves it in. As he was falling out of bounds on the long throw, Kellogg steps in, takes the save in. Baker with it to Kellogg. Long three on the way. Up off the back of the iron, no good, and it went up and hit the guide wire, and that will go to the Mustangs.
That last possession by Davis County, Park Miles kind of tried to skip it, and kind of an ill-advised pass. Didn't think it was really the set they should have, and as a result got the turnover. So good luck for the Blue Demons.
Albia with a two-point lead here. Just underway second quarter. Dixon with it, looking inside. Nothing there. Albia now in a zone defense. Garman with it. Turn around. Up, no good. And the shot won't fall. Albia comes out with the rebound, nearly an over-the-back call on Garman. Wynn dribbles in. Off to Kellogg. He'll run with it and went right to the rack, and he's fouled.
What I really like is TK coming down the court there, saw the pass coming, was able to try to stretch that extra step in there before he got the ball, and then went up for it really strong. And a hard foul, quite honestly, but a good foul. If I'm Davis County, I'm going to take that. Tanner usually does a nice job of the line there, so we'll get a chance to get two points here with 7 minutes in the second quarter.
Kellogg's first one, good.
I'm not always a jinx.
Nope. Not going to say he's 54% from the line.
Which is, really to me, really amazing because he has a nice little set. He gets his feet set, nice balance, base, good form through it.
Second one, good.
I can talk him up. 12-8, biggest lead for the Blue Demons.
1 minute gone by here. Second quarter, Park Michaels right in front of the Albia bench. Finds his teammate, a little push off, nothing called. Double team on the block. Taken away, Baker in transition. We're going to have a foul, Park Michaels. Little reach out as Baker was running the other direction.
I really like their Tanner Kellogg on that possession as he goes to confront or get on Kyle Birchmeyer. Kyle kind of popped a little elbow at him. No call made. Oftentimes as a player, you know, you kind of get a little testosterone kicks in. You want to man up and push back a little bit. Tanner just stood straight up, held his ground, didn't retaliate because that would have been the foul that would get called. And as a result, makes him Birchmeyer makes a bad pass, and Matt Baker's able to get a foul on Park Michaels. Blank for a second, so. You know, really like that 2,000 on Park.
Tanner Wynn and puts it up off the glass. Good. Woo. He's got six, and he is hot. Six-point Albia lead. Park Michaels shot up, no good, halfway down, and Albia's coming up with the rebound. Baker pushes ahead in transition. Between the two defenders, put it up, no good. Rebound follow by Wynn off to Baker, and they're going to say Matt was out of bounds.
I think he after that layup attempt, he was coming back inbounds, hadn't reestablished himself inbounds before he touched the ball.
Well, the Mustangs will call a timeout. Albia with a six-point lead will oblige, and we'll take a quick timeout as well. 14-8 your score. We'll be right back. You're listening to Blue Demon Basketball.
At Hammer Medical Supply, we understand the importance of providing top-quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. No matter what your respiratory needs, home or portable oxygen, CPAP equipment and supplies, or a nebulizer machine, you can be confident about the care you receive from our experienced staff, allowing you to breathe easy with respiratory equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. Stop in today to our Sheraton store at 914 Court Avenue or give us a call at 641-774-4600.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Mustangs, the Blue Demons here in South Central Conference basketball. Albia with a six-point lead at home. Dixon goes to the right side to Utt after the timeout. Park Michaels. Find his teammate Utt. Good ball move to try around the top of the circle. Good defense by the Blue Demons here. Here's a shot put up by Wells. He finds it high up off the top of the backboard, and it goes down.
Just good ball movement on the Mustangs. Hard for the Blue Demons to keep up with that. And then McCain Wells just such a big target cutting down to the post there. It made it just hard for us to defend.
Cox with it to loose. Left side it goes Tanner Wynn. Head fake. Kellogg crosses it over. Back to Wynn. Now being patient itself. Austin loose to Baker. Matt dribbles. Pulls it up. Puts it up. Shoots it up. And he's fouled as Dixon and Baker roll around together. We'll see some of that action on Saturday, Dan. Little wrestling action. They weren't really wrestling, but they sure were tumbling over each other.
They were. Now, you know, how about that sectionals being held in Albia for the 2A for the Blue Demons, and just going to be a great day for wrestling. I look forward to hearing that coverage, and I'm going up to Des Moines as you're covering the wrestling sectionals. Really got an outstanding chance here for the Blue Demons to send a lot of players through the next round, and so I'm really excited for them, and they've been working real hard all year long to get to this point.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy day for us, buddy. Yep. We're going to be at Wells Fargo Arena, that 3 o'clock tip-off for the girls, followed by the boys' game right afterwards, and of course we will have those contests and wrestling. And
Joe Millage, I think, is going to be over in Eddyville,
yeah,
covering the sectionals there.
Well, we're going to have a busy, busy sports Saturday.
Yep.
Why we are the sports leader in Southern Iowa. Here's the Mustangs. Super Saturday, as Scotty says.
We get soup?
Well, I hope so.
Oh, nice.
Johnny and the Super Bowl on Sunday. Hey,
I thought it was a Super Bro.
That's who Johnny is. He's Super Bro. Super Bro Flattery. Here's another shot by the Mustangs. Both teams back and forth. Missed baskets. Cox. Head fake, dribbles in, gets by the defender, puts a floater up, no good, rebound backside, loose, off the glass, good.
Fans love seeing loose. He just works so hard in there and just does all the little things that don't get recognized all the time. A nice little put back there. Mason Cox did a good job driving. It's just one thing he didn't do is square him, couldn't get himself squared up, and that's why the shot didn't go in for him.
Kellogg in the lane, splits the defender, scoops it up, sends it up, leaves it a little short, but he's going to go to the free throw line and have a couple of shots to come.
That'll be the third foul, I believe, on Park Michaels.
Wow.
So not something they want to have happen. You know, I noticed earlier, too, and my understanding is there are a few players that were suffering a little bit through the flu, and not that it's a guarantee on anything, but Park does appear to be awful sweaty out there, which, you know, it is maybe a little warm in here, but by the same token, that also can be a sign maybe he's not at 100%,
yeah.
Only has 2 points, maybe doesn't have the speed and the legs beneath him, and that's why he's picking up that third foul there. So that could be a telling point because 20 points a night, that's something if he doesn't get his points for this team.
Second free throw by Kellogg. No good. 9-point Albia lead here. 4:18 to go in the first half. Kick out to Utt. Head fake. Goes inside. Wells in the lane. Throws up a shot off the backboard. No good. Austin loose with the rebound. To Baker. Ahead to Wynn. Tanner goes baseline. Oh! A little late on the pass, but pretty good look there. Here's a errant pass and a near steal, and we're going to have a foul on the Mustangs.
Colton Roberts, a little pass coming upfield. Matt Baker was intercepting that, and Colton Roberts just lunged at Matt trying to steal it back. Instead, kind of took his legs out from Matt Baker and gets the foul. And just the first foul for Colton Roberts, but the Blue Demons are in a bonus 1-1. So an opportunity for Matt Baker to get 2 easy points here with a 19-10 lead, biggest lead of the night for either team. And the Blue Demons are on top 19-10 with just under 4 minutes in the first half.
Baker's first shot up and good.
Double-digit lead.
That's got such a nice basketball game, total basketball package. It's going to be a second one is no good. But what Matt's really going to really gain by is, it, you know, freshman year kind of overlooked a little bit. Sophomore year, people still don't know all about who you are. And as time goes on, Matt's going to draw a lot of attention. He already does.
Yep.
As he develops that knowledge of that, he's going to really make his teammates seem that much better because he's going to draw so much attention that he's going to have guys standing around open.
You know, and he is. And he really, you know, he's a young man who just works so hard to getting better every day and on the offseason. You know, and he comes in after last year's campaign. He's a third of the way to being the Blue Demons' leading scorer of all time. And he's got 3 more years. You know, he's just a quarter of the way done with respect to his playing time. You know, and so all he needs to do is just what he's done. You know, continue to score, continue to develop his game and get his teammates into it. That'll make the team even better. But boy, I tell you what, almost every day in the summertime and off season, you know, he's in the gym putting up his shots, working on his dribbling, doing all kinds of different things that ball players do, two ball drills, tennis ball drills, you know, working on your hand-eye coordination. And, you know, he's really put in the effort, and it's to be commended. You know, it's such a young man at such a young age to put that kind of work in and to be where he's at. And, again, you know, there's times where you see him make a mistake, and you're like, oh, what's he doing? But then you realize he's just a sophomore. You know, he's still developing and learning. And so I can only imagine what the next 2 years are going to bring after this season, you know, where he's still got his junior and senior, his upperclassman campaign.
Very gifted athlete, but he's making the most of it as well.
Yep.
Here comes the Mustangs. Albie with the 10-point lead. 3:53 to go here. First half. Here's a three put up by the Mustangs. No good. Rebound on the backside. Another shot put up. No good. Rebound this time. Austin Luce. He'll clear it out. Push it ahead. Baker. Baker left side. Cox. Cox head fake. Gets by his defender. Goes to the middle. Luce in the lane. Kicks it back out to Baker. Good ball move. Three on the way off the iron. No good. Luce with the rebound. To Kellogg right side.
Yeah. I just say Luce wide open. Nice post up.
Kick back out to Kellogg. No good. Rebound controlled by the Mustangs. Here they go the other way. Michaels with it. Well, that's a lot of talking there, Dan.
Almost like an auctioneer right there. You did a heck of a job, Jason. A lot of activity and very good ball movement on the Blue Demons. Good work on the boards as well. Park Michaels takes it and gets a foul, and he is in the one-on-one situation. So he'll go to line shooting one-on-one. That's the second foul on Mason Cox.
Mason's had some really good moments here.
Yeah.
First one by Michaels off the front of the iron, no good. Yeah, something isn't right.
I think he's suffering some effects of a flu. I mean, is that what was way short? We saw him struggle a little bit last weekend in that first half, and then he really got to go in second half, but it just doesn't look good. His balance is off, and he just hits the front of the rim, gets the roll this time, but I'd say something's not 100% with Park Michaels.
Well, he's an outstanding athlete.
Yeah, and if he can, he's going to go.
Oh, yeah. Like the fight, you know, it comes naturally. Both these teams have outstanding basketball coaches, and they're going to get the most out of their players. Gabe Graver just checking in. We have Luce, Kellogg, Wynn, Baker, and Graver. Here's Baker dribbling in, kicks it out. Graver comes up with it. Gabe goes up top to Wynn. Back to Baker. Matt dribbles to the right side. Picks up his dribble, finds Luce to win. Head fake. Back to Luce.
Really like the patience here out of the
Blue
Demons. Get that good shot. Don't get anxious. And there we go. Pounce it in. Finally an open Tanner Kellogg, and he can post up with the best of them.
Kellogg with the basket. Graver with the assist. Here's a jump shot. No good. Kellogg with the rebound. How about the 24 rebounds for Tanner Kellogg on Friday night? That was something else.
And I believe he had 20 or 22 on Tuesday. I mean, he's just putting up some monster numbers on the boards.
Here's a shot put up by Luce. No good. Rebound to Graver. Graver. Head fake to Luce. Luce backside. Oh, a little unselfish there. A little too unselfish.
Luce is kind of like Tanner Wynn. You know, they really look to get their teammates better and try to get that easy pass if they can. And I really would like to see Luce go up and take that shot. You know, he's got a good game. He can do that. But he's always trying to make his teammates better.
Luce has 4 points on the night. Here comes the inbounds. Kellogg. And it's tipped away. Here comes with it, ahead. Right side it goes, Knapp. To the top of the circle, Jones with it. A lot of new names out here. Here's a pass inside, Garmin up and go. He's a big, strong athlete.
Yeah, he big is the key word there.
Win in the lane, floater up, no good. Contested, took it right at Garmin. That's what you're going to do. If you're going to go to the big man, you got to go right up at him.
Absolutely. And, you know, of course, we're not necessarily right there. The official's got a good look, but boy, it sure looked like Garmin tapped him on the elbow. But no call. The official's seeing it. So
the ball goes out of bounds on the miss. Last touch by the Mustangs. Inbounds goes to Tanner Wynn. Wynn will find his teammate Baker. Crossover in the lane. Out to Wynn. Head fake. Dribbles in the lane. Finds Graver. Head fake. He'll dribble in. Back to Baker. Again, good ball movement here by the Blue Demons. Baker puts up the three. Good! A little crossover. Slips to the right side. Splits the defenders. Puts the three up. Good. 25-13. 12 points. The largest of the night for the Blue Demons. Here's a shot up and good.
Wyatt Garman's done a nice job coming in here of late. Being aggressive to the hoop and trying to get his buckets.
Kellogg with it. He'll put up a long three. Up. Good! Back-to-back threes by the Blue Demons and Albion. Now has a 13-point lead, 28-15, 105 to go, first half.
We'll trade three for two all night long.
Michaels with the ball, far right wing, guarded by Tanner Wynn, man defense. Coach Archer's done a good job of mixing the defenses up. Here's a steal by Wynn. Ahead to Kellogg in transition. Kellogg up. Oh, near the basket. Good.
It's just so smooth. You know, that's a hard shot to the angle he came in to try to do a reverse layup. It was not an easy look, but he makes it look so easy out there.
Left side, Michaels. Dribbles to the top of the circle, goes inside. Big, strong turnaround shot, no good. Followed by Garman. He can't get the second one to go. He's going to put the third one up. Down it goes.
Luke Sarver just outsized in there and just doing everything he can to try to keep Garman from getting it. Just couldn't get a hand on it and just a little too much and got the foul, and that'll be his third foul. You know, Luke has the benefit of coming in as a reserve. He can be a little more aggressive and not worry necessarily about fouling out, but by the same token, you know, he wants to play as long as he can and he doesn't want to have to sit, which is what indeed Coach Archer does. That with three fouls now, wants to get him out and bring in the junior, Vic Sanders, who's done a fine job coming in a little bit taller and quicker and will do a good job in there as well.
Big man at the free throw line. 15-point Albia lead. Here's the free throw up. No good. Rebound. Kellogg. He'll clear it out. Get it out to Baker. 23 seconds to go here. I'm sure Albia wants to look for the last shot. Wynn with it. Being patient. He's going to find Baker. And clock will run to 10 seconds, and he'll go. 10. Baker. Crossover in the lane. Double team. Gets it off to Kellogg. Shot no good. Rebound to Jones. The Mustangs ahead. Dixon with it. He'll put the shot up at the buzzer. It will not go. It wouldn't have counted if it had went. And Dan, the Blue Demons doubling up the Mustangs here in this first half. Really good half of basketball for Albia.
Outstanding. You know, the patience they had, the ability to go and push it when they had their chances, have a 30-15 lead here. The second quarter was a telling tale for the Blue Demons. What a great quarter for them. But you had mentioned that both coaches are outstanding. Coach Graves will go in and make some adjustments. They'll be ready to come out the second half. Coach Archer will do the same as well. So we'll see who can out-scheme the other coming in the second half of this great contest. Albia Blue Demons up 30-15 over Davis County Mustangs.
Stick around. We'll catch up with Dave Schooley. He's going to give us the perspective of the first half from a Davis County point of view, and then we'll come back and set things up for an exciting second half here. At halftime, it's the Blue Demons 30, the Mustangs 15. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Lady D and Blue Demon Basketball.
Save on refreshment this week at Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia. Open 7 days a week. This week, Pepsi product 12 packs are three for $12. 2 liter bottles of Pepsi and Mountain Dew products are four for $5. There's a super buy on Livingston Cellars wines, 1.5 liters, $4.99. Natural Light and Natural Ice 12 packs are $6.49 plus deposit. Refresh with savings from Jim and Charlie's.
Lathrop Construction is ready to move the earth for you. When you need to have your earth moved, contact Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop at 799-1105 and let Lathrop Construction move your earth. Lathrop Construction is proud to support and sponsor the Albia Blue Demon Athletics.
Teamwork makes a winning team, like the one you get with Walmart Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, and the Iowa Farm Bureau. We work together to make it easy for Farm Bureau members in Iowa to choose a health insurance plan from the Blues through local Farm Bureau agents. Work with a winning team. Call Farm Bureau agent Brad Witt in Albia at 641-932-7873. Products available through Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Congratulations, you found the home that you want. Now you need to find a loan. Hi, I'm Rod Perry with People's State Bank. Whether you want to pre-qualify or secure a commitment, we can help. At People's State Bank, we offer 20 and 30-year mortgage loans at reasonable rates with low closing costs. So once you find a home, call me, Rod Perry, at 932-7887. People's State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. People you know, people you trust.
Senate Pierce-Bachter Funeral Home can help you with the pre-planning and financial areas of your funeral. Call me at 641-932-5197 and let me or my staff help you with your plans today. I'm Bob Sennett, Senate Pierce-Bachter Funeral Homes.
Hi, this is Kevin Pink inviting you to...
This is Blue Demon Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
J. 14, your halftime score here at Albia High School. Tonight's South Central Conference matchup. 1 week ago, it was the Mustangs and the Blue Demons in a tight one here at halftime break. A little more margin halftime. But last week, we saw the Mustangs rally back and make it a really good basketball game. And we'll have your halftime stats here. Jack and Johnny Flattery's taking his shoes off. Now, John, I asked you earlier if you washed your feet because, man, I can't stand that smell. But once he gets his toes counted and gets the stats put together, we'll have your halftime stats. But in the meantime, not that I want to make a comparison of smelly feet and broadcasting, but my buddy.
No problem.
Dave Schooley's joining us. Hey, boy, both games just a little different than a week ago. You know, the girls game that we watched earlier, all Mustangs, and just the opposite here in this game, same, just the reverse.
Yeah, we were sure hoping, Jason, to see the momentum and the enthusiasm carry over from the girls' game after such a tough one a week ago. You know, that two-point overtime win for the Lady Mustangs, you know, had the big win tonight. We were hoping that would carry through, but the Blue Demons looking really tough tonight against the Mustangs. Park Michaels, you know, has got 3 points here at halftime, just struggling to get it in the hole.
I got to tell you, I don't know. We had a little bit of thought that maybe there was the flu bug that caught everybody, and it's sure, you know, because he is such a good athlete. You know he's going to compete no matter how he feels, but you can just see that there's something that's just missing, and you can see that in a few of the players or something that's just missing tonight. And a little weary legs. They were playing basketball last night.
Yep, they sure were, and they've got a lot of basketball to play, and they're in a little bit of a struggle now, and we really haven't talked about it much, but Austin Irwine is out with mono. And, you know, he hasn't scored a lot of points for the Mustangs this year. He's averaging 6.7. But, you know, he just did a lot of things. He got a lot of rebounds, and he did pick up, you know, some offensive putbacks and stuff like that. And they've gone on a little bit of a losing streak. The Mustangs are having trouble winning a game, and you just have to wonder how much they miss Austin Irwine right now.
Well, I know that that's an impact. You know, the stats that show up on the scoring side don't tell the story of the completeness of a basketball player. You also start to get the physical fatigue that late in the season with the 4 games and 8 nights. You start to also run into, you know, when you have a little bit of a streak of bad luck, it's difficult to break that mental side of the game. And I know Coach Graves, such an outstanding coach, really battling that right now to keep his team focused on. They're so close, yet sometimes, like I said earlier, you can be a mile away.
Yep, and that's what you see happen on a team that they are going to struggle at times. You know, they're kind of in the middle of the pack in the conference, and you know, some nights they play, you know, really well, and then other nights it's just not there. It's that consistency, and that's what really separates, you know, the good teams from the, you know, the ones that are just continuing to struggle.
Well, I look forward to a really good second half. One thing that is for certain, Coach Graves will come out with the right plan.
Yeah.
I have so much respect for him, you know, and when you look at a basketball program, to me, what defines a really good coach isn't the guy with the most championships. That's a nice indicator.
Sure.
But it's a guy that's built a consistent program, and that's exactly what he's done at Davis County.
Yeah, and that's also something that we're very well of that Coach Archer has done here in Albany.
Absolutely.
He has been so successful for so many years, and you know, Kathy and I have talked about it. You know, our son, you know, at Sheraton, and he and Coach Archer are friends, and he has the utmost respect for him. And, you know, he's built a good program. And so as much as I think the Mustangs are going to take a good run at him here in the second half, Coach Archer will be ready in the Blue Demons.
Absolutely. Well, let's go back to Friday night. What was that like? You know, I know that, you know, the two of you had to broadcast that ball game with some really good feelings about the Mustangs. But across their way, wearing red, was your son as a head coach.
Yeah, it was. You know, it was a big game for him. You know, that's his alma mater. That's where he went to high school. That's where he played his high school ball. And you know, he wanted to come in there and win in the worst way. And you know, they came away with a 20-point victory, and the game was much closer than 20 points. It really was until late in the game. You know, his Sheraton squad's having a great year.
Yes, they are.
But you know, he expected a closer game than that, and because Davis County had gone to Sheraton and really kind of humiliated him, just really made him look bad, you know, to Davis County's credit. So he was looking for retribution, and his kids were, and they got it. And, you know, Davis County fought hard. But from our perspective, you know, that is a hard thing. You know, we're Mustangs all the way, but, you know, when your boys – You know, sitting on the bench, you got to be pulling for him as well.
You can look at that as there was a no-loss opportunity. Either way, you guys are going to come out winners on that one. And congratulations to your son. He's an outstanding coach. Yeah. He's a young coach, lots of energy. And while he's got a really good basketball team, you can really see they're buying into what he has to offer. Yeah. And that will be the same ingredients that he can see from Coach Grace, Coach Archer. That's what builds programs.
You bet. Well, thanks a lot, Jason. I appreciate your kind
words. Always a pleasure to have you,
you
on the air, buddy. And
Alrighty.
You set me next to your beautiful wife, a better choice, and next time I will wear deodorant.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Jason.
We're going to take a timeout. That's the voice of the Mustangs, Dave Schooley. When we come back, we'll have your halftime stats, Jack and Johnny Flattery. Dan, he looks like he's got his socks back on. That's a good indicator that he's got the stats added up. We'll take a timeout. Come right back up. You're listening to Blue Demon Basketball.
The Alvia Blue Demons and Lady D's know that it takes hard work to reach their goals. This applies not only to sports, but to personal finances as well. Hi, this is Edward Jones Financial Advisor Brian Crosser. You work hard for your money, and you deserve to have your portfolio work just as hard as you do. If your investments aren't putting forth the effort, call 932-7762 or stop by my office at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square for a free portfolio review. I can help you work hard towards your financial goals. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
As we turn through the pages of our lives, we all experience times when we need a little extra help. At Homestead, we have created an environment which combines and celebrates these memorable aspects of life. Our warm and caring staff provides assistance and comfort while helping with activities of daily living. Assisted living strikes a balance between the need for a helping hand and the desire for each individual to live life on their own terms. At Homestead, we provide for each person's needs while providing the space, freedom, and flexibility to make one's own choices and enjoy life.
Hi, I'm Lana Sohn, Executive Director of the Homestead of Albia. At the Homestead of Albia, we offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock caring staff, you have the assurance that assistance will be there when needed most. I invite you to explore all of the benefits associated with assisted living. To schedule an appointment, please call me at 641-932-2102 or visit our website at www.homesteadofalbia.com for more information.
This is Blue Demon Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone. Albia with the 15-point lead. We open the second half. Dan has 12 years of Egyptian artifact studies and hieroglyphics has paid off now that you've been able to read.
Yes, either something major will happen in the year 2014 or Austin Luce has 4 points in the first half. I'm not sure which way, but I think it's Austin Luce has 4 points. Blue Demons really balanced scoring here to start the game. Tanner Kellogg actually had 9 points at halftime there. He's got to put up a three just to start the second half. Even on the boards, 18-18, really telling stat, though, is the second quarter, the Blue Demons outscored Davis County 20-7. So what a great quarter for there to get 13-point lead on them in that quarter alone.
Win with it. Tanner win. Crossover. Splits it up. Puts it up off the glass. High arcer. Good. Boy, he's got that little running bank shot down.
Well, he's so long and lean. It just makes hard to block on that little floater like that, and then he kicks it up high, so just an impossible to block. Luce was always looking to get out to Matt. Matt was wanting to get a little break on it and get a little upfield pass, knowing that Luce can dribble it, but just a miscommunication there. But at 35-15, all of a sudden mistakes are a little easier to take.
The Blue Demons with the three-point basket open up this second half by Tanner Kellogg. Have that lead stretched out to 20. Wow. Doesn't seem possible, Dan. Here's a shot up, and we're going to have a foul.
Just a little extra reach in there on the shot coming in there on Colton Roberts. Nice little move on the low block and turned himself up. And unfortunately, Austin Luce just kind of reached in across there and got a second foul.
Really got to believe that flu bugs bit these guys a little bit in their weary legs. We talked with Dave Schooley at the halftime break. That really can wear on you. Four out of four games in 8 nights. And both these clubs have had, this is a marathon of a season. This late in the season, everything can start to really wear on you.
It really does. You know, and you're trying to get your team really motivated and pepped up, ready for, come the tournament time here and start to see how far you can go in the playoffs.
Win with it. Splits the defenders. Puts the shot up. He's going to be fouled. Tanner has continued where he left off Friday night. Aggressive to the basket.
It's a big difference for this team, you know, and that's, again, coming in here, if he can continue to get better, and, you know, you've seen from game to game his moves are getting stronger, more confident, able to take and pick up that foul and then get himself a chance. He gets a couple easy buckets here, a couple points, I should say.
Misses the first free throw.
Naturally.
19-point Albia lead, just underway here, second half. Big D, Dan Stocker, Jason Summers, Jack and Johnny Flattery in his fungal-controlled feet, keeping the stats for us.
I just hope when a player gets to 20 points that they sit him.
Yeah. I don't know what we're going to do. One of those things where you wish you had a birth defect. Number 21 on the two thumbs wouldn't be bad on the same hand, would it be, Johnny?
Six toes on each foot.
36-16, 20-point Albia lead. Mustangs with the basketball. Dixon goes inside. Turn around, shot up, and good. Nice little duck under move that time by Colton Roberts for the Mustangs. Baker right side gets a pick. Albia trying to answer. Loose. Goes baseline. Quick move, loose. Kick out to Wynn. Head fake spins. And we have a foul.
No. Tanner Wynn, as he was doing the spin, just kind of extended that arm out on Park Michaels, and it was a very right in front of the official, so it's hard for him not to call that. If he had just spun on the heels and made the pivot, he'd have been just fine. But unfortunately, just a little too much with the arm extended out. And Tanner picks up a second foul of the night, and Mason Cox will check in for him. Let Tanner get a little breather. Yeah.
Coach Archer greets him with a good high five.
11 points on the night for Tanner Wynn, so a nice job out of him and a lot more game to be played for him.
Dixon with it. Up top. Utt, open for three. Shoots it up. Long shot. No good. Rebound underneath by Roberts. He'll follow good. 36-20. You got to be careful here. The Mustangs have plenty of talent to work their way back here.
Again, it's those second half adjustments, what you're looking for out of either team, you know, to see what they can do. And you want to see the Blue Demons continue on their way. And Davis County's trying to make some corrections to get back into it.
Oh, yeah. Zach Eugen drains the three. Zach's one of those players, too, as he just continues to get his feet. He's going to have opportunities to score lots of points. He's a great athlete. Here's a shot put up by Roberts once again.
I was just checking it because I didn't think he'd taken many threes this year. He's had three of them. That's his first make. And so, you know, he has a nice jump shot, but he looks to be more of a slasher and driver on it.
Mason Cox, three, drain it!
Exact same spot. They spot up there. It must be something magical about that place on the hardwood.
Here's a drive by Park Michaels. Oh, so tough. Went right at the rim. Jumped back at Callow, who was trying to contest it, and laid it up with his hand. Not that there's any other way you could lay it up. I guess you could use your chin. Yeah. If you're Johnny Flatter, maybe your feet. Or that balding head, one of the two.
Poor Johnny.
I love you, John. Here comes the inbounds. Mason Cox with it. Dribbles in. Kicks it out to Loose. And we're out of travel. Had a chance Friday night afterwards catch up with Coach Archer and you know, the work of these coaches, the long hours they put in, it's really unbelievable.
His scouting reports would rival any college coach as far as I'm concerned. He puts a lot of depth into those. You'll see him when the other teams will call an inbounds play. He'll know exactly what player's doing what and be screaming it out. And I've never seen him wrong. I mean, he just knows the other team's tendencies, their plays. And what a gift that is to his players to be able to help them out with that so that there's just takes a little guesswork out of it. When you know what your other team's going to do, then it's just a matter of executing and stopping them from doing it.
Well, that's a lot of commitment, and he certainly has it. And in our conversations off the air, which I'm not going to share all publicly, but here's a drive by Utt up in. No good. A foul to come. Took it right to the rack. But the care he has for the kids. You get to talk about the basketball, and that's what, you know, oftentimes listening in, that's what people want to hear, but the character, the intent, the care that he has for the kids and their development, not just as basketball player, but young men.
You know, you do see that, you know, and he does a great job as well, not only the basketball, but he does the junior high, seventh grade football, and he just, you know, really a nice job there. Doesn't profess to be the world's greatest football coach, but does, you know, just a phenomenal job having one of my sons going through, and I know you did as well. Just, I really think he does a really good job trying to develop those young men and understand what's going on in athletics and how they can be a part of a team.
Utt with the free throws. Now Albia finds itself with a 16-point lead, 42-26. 4.5 to go here in the third period. Tanner Callog up top, Mason Cox.
left wing. It goes. I'll be being patient here. Moving around. The Mustangs bringing that zone defense. Cox open for three. Long three on the way off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound controlled by the Mustangs. Dixon will kick it ahead. Michaels on the right side. Spins. Loses it momentarily. Regathers it. Puts the shot up off the glass. Good.
Good body control out of him to get himself reposted back up. You know, it was a little bit out of control as he came down there, but got himself gathered and was able to pivot and get squared up and made a nice little bucket to get him within 14.
The Mustangs on a run here. Cox goes inside. Tanner Kellogg split to the right side. Three on the way by Baker up. No good. Rebound. We have a foul. The rebound was on the backside. Tanner Kellogg went up to get it, but pushed off.
Just a little hand in the back there, the Mustang. And that's only his first foul. He's got 12 points on the night. So nothing wrong there with getting that first foul. Not necessarily needed, but, you know, it just happens.
Calvinut goes to the right side to Justinut. Here's a pass inside. Taken away. Kellogg takes it away. Double team. Gets it up to Baker. Albie with numbers. Baker will push it forward. Picks up his dribble. Goes backside. Tanner Wynn up on the glass. Good!
And one.
A little dipsy doodle. No dunkaroo, but he put it up off the glass. Got the defenders to get into his body. Gets the basket. Gets the opportunity to make the old school three-point play. Great to execution. Tough move by Tanner Kellogg and a great assist by Matt Baker.
I was just going to say an even better assist by Matt Baker coming down. It's a type of play where he could have looked at taking a little jump shot, but quite honestly it would have been well contested. Much better to try to get that pass to Tanner Wynn, who has got a hot hand going. You know, feed the guy that's working well, and it really worked together as a team. And so nice job to get that. And the old-fashioned three-point play, Tanner Wynn sinks the free throw, gives him 15 points on the night. Blue Demons now back up to 17-point lead.
That's the type of three-point play that you had to make back in the day.
It's the only way we could do them, and I had a fair amount of them.
45-28 Albia to 17-point lead. Near travel there.
Steps out of there. The official, I think, caught them way off guard. Didn't know what to think of that extra step up top.
Here's Dixon. Down the lane. Puts the floater up high up with the glass. Good.
First points for Dixon.
Mustangs still hanging close. 15-point lead by Albia. Win goes up top. Ryan Sarver just checked in. Here's Baker going baseline. Cut off. To loose. Loose. Backside. Sarver. Sarver puts it up. No good. Follows and then knocked over by his own teammate. Tanner Kellogg with all that effort and energy. Ryan had went up and was going to come down with that rebound. And Kellogg runs him over.
Yeah, you know, just you really like that, though. Good aggressive play. Everyone's trying to go to the ball and be aggressive with it. You know, you've got some big guys in there for Davis County with Wyatt Garman in there in the inside, really taking up a lot of space. So the Demons have to be aggressive trying to get those boards.
Park Michaels down the lane. Oh, switches hands, puts it up off the left hand. Off the glass, good, gets the foul. And he'll have a free throw. That's tough.
Just great body control, good shot there out of Park Michaels. Just didn't think there's any way he's getting that shot off. And then not only did he get it off, but he made the bucket.
He'll have the free throw to come. And the free throw is good, and suddenly the lead is just down to 12.
Again, at halftime, Blue Demons had a 15-point lead, 30-15.
Got that lead out to 20 points. That's the largest margin, and the Mustangs went on a little roll here. Cox dribbles, picks up his dribble, kicks out Ryan Sarver. Open for three, shot on the way, off the iron, no good. Rebound by Kellogg, up, no good, can't get it to follow. Justin Utt with the rebound, off to his, is that his cousin or brother? Utt gets it off to Michaels, up and good. 10-point Albia lead. Baker with the basketball. Albia is going to get a timeout. Coach Archer wants to talk things over. He'll give a little encouragement to his team. We'll take a timeout, hear from our sponsors, and come back with the Blue Demons with a 10-point lead. Don't go anywhere for Blue Demon basketball after this timeout.
BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Don't forget you can get our KIIC app by going to the Android Market or the iPhone Store and download the KIIC app. There will be a new app introduced here shortly. It's going to be pretty good stuff. You can listen to this broadcast anywhere in the world. Albie with the basketball and a 10-point lead. Ryan Sarver down the lane, puts it up, leads it a little short. No good. Rebound, Garmin. Garmin clears it out, nearly travel with it. Calvin will bring it up. Blink of an eye ago, Albie had a 20-point lead. Michaels spins, loses it, recaptures it, goes to the corner to Dixon. Inside, taken away by Tanner Kellogg. Good step in there, Dan. Good defense by Kellogg.
And that's what you want to see coming out of the timeout there is that the Blue Demons come out and have a nice defense, get the ball back, and try to get good looks at that basket and try to keep the momentum going back into our direction.
Baker in the lane, kicks it out. Cox open for three. Shot on the way. Good! Mason Cox drains the three. And a foul on the floor. Let's hope it was after the shot.
I didn't hear the whistle, quite honestly. The headset's on here, but I think the bucket counts. It has to, I would have thought. They're counting.
Well, let's see here.
They're counting the bucket. Or I should say that. Let me check that. Here's the Blue Demons ball.
Well, this has a chance to be a 5-point foul.
Yeah.
If we can get the inbound, get a basket. 3-point basket. Good by Mason Cox. That's his second 3-pointer of the night. Inbounds to Luke Sarver. Left side, Cox. To the top it goes Baker. Man defense applied by the Mustangs. Baker. Cox in the wing, tries to go inside, forces it on the inside, taken away by the Mustangs. Justin Utt loses his dribble, puts it up, no good, rebound, Kellogg. Off to Cox. Mason, ahead. To the top it goes Kellogg. Open for three, shot on the way, good.
Nice, just a dagger in the heart right there. That's a great flurry of activity out of the Blue Demons. Park Michaels tries to answer with his own three, it's good. 15 seconds left in the quarter. Blue Demons have a 51-38 lead.
What an exciting second half we've had so far. Final 6 seconds. Ryan Sarver with it. Puts a shot up, blocked by Michaels. Loose, Garmin. No, it's going to run the clock out. And at the end of three quarters of play, the Mustangs make a run back at the Blue Demons. Back and forth action, third quarter, a fourth quarter coming up. Stay tuned as we bring you more exclusive Blue Demon basketball on your sports leader, KIIC.
Against brother, Jim Harbaugh. John Harbaugh has set the stage for emotion and drama in New Orleans at Super Bowl 47.
Niners, Ravens, all the excitement is right here.
Catch the Super Bowl this Sunday on the Sports Leader, Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone. We're preparing for a busy week right here. So we get into Super Saturday. Friday night, we'll have the Rockets coming to town. We'll bring you that boy-girl doubleheader. Saturday morning, we'll get up bright and early, meet you at the corner 34 and 5, the coach's corner, and that'll be a big coach's corner. We'll set things up for the sectionals and for the trip to the well for both the boys and girls basketball teams. Joe Sinclair and I will go on the air at noon with the sectionals here. And Dan will be up in Des Moines. He'll, the girls will go on the air at 3 o'clock. We'll bring you updates on the first game until the sectionals are over. And then the boys will be battling at Wells Fargo Arena against Knoxville. Here's a steal. Here comes the Mustangs in transition. Glass off the glass and good.
Just a pass that just was not with much authority to it. An easy steal for the Mustangs. Get the easy bucket. It brings the score to 11. Closest they've been for a long time, Davis County is, to get back into this game with fourth quarter just underway.
Baker with it right in front of the Albie bench. Gets a pick from Luce. Dribbles in, splits the defender, kicks it out to Eugen. To the corner it goes. Now inside, Kellogg spins. Shot, no good. Garmin with the rebound. One and done that time for the Blue Demons. Here comes the Mustangs.
Albia falls back into a 2-3 zone defense. Coach Archer's done a good job mixing up the defensive looks all night. Michaels in the lane. Oh, the foul called on Baker. Park Michaels tried to split Baker and Wynn. And doing so, picks up the foul. That's Matt's first foul, team sixth.
Yeah, good aggressive play on Matt to try to get the ball stolen there and picks up his foul, but nothing hurt there, not shooting or anything.
There's a long three on the way. No good. Rebound loose, and Callow comes up with it to win. Up court to loose. Oh, what a beautiful transition basketball. We couldn't get the basket to fall. Two beautiful passes, and Austin Luce just couldn't get the basket to fall, Dan, but that was a beautiful pass ahead by Baker to Tanner Wynn, who found Luce open on the backside of the basket. Just a couple of really quick touch passes, and darn the luck, couldn't get the basket to fall.
Yeah, no doubt, and it's just you like seeing that, though. You like seeing that aggressive, trying to get some rhythm going, and the way to do that is not to play slow or passive, but get after it. Officials, or maybe coach even called timeout. Tanner Kellogg was kind of hitting the eye there a little poke, and officials kind of tended to him, and Coach Archer calls the timeout, just lets TK get a little chance to catch his breath and get himself settled back in.
51-40, quick timeout here. We'll come back with the final 6:35. You're listening to Blue Demon Basketball.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
This is Blue Demon Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Not at the free throw line. Drains the first one. And we're down to a 10-point ball game. Give credit to this Mustang team. No quit. Albia had them on the ropes. And it hasn't been Albia's poor play, Dan. It's just the Mustangs have been able to string together two or three different runs.
Well, again, you got a lot of seniors over there playing for Davis County, and there's no quit there. There's a lot of pride, a lot of experience, and so they're not going to give up until the final horn sounds.
Albia with the basketball, and the second free throw is no good. And we're going to have a foul, I believe, on Tyler Knapp. Well, it's a senior-heavy team.
Yeah, there are 11 seniors on the squad there, and the coach goes about seven deep. The only one non-senior gets in there, and we've called his name just a little bit second half, was the sophomore, Justin Utt. And that's the only non-senior that gets into this game. And he is a sophomore, but it's just Coach Graves really leans on those seniors and that leadership.
Here's the inbounds. Back, it goes to the Blue Demons. Baker in the backcourt. Brings it to the left side. Tanner Wynn gets a pick. Back to Kellogg. Good ball movement here by Albia. Patience. 10-point Albia lead, 6:10 to go. Here is Ugin. Crossover. Nothing doing. Back out to front. Long possession here for Albia.
I like the patience, but at the same token, we really want to try to get a score out of this.
Here's a shot put up. Zach Ugin went up. Was contested by Garman. The block and the Mustangs with the basketball. A chance to cut it into single digits. Here's a pass inside to Garman. Garman puts it up. Good. Quick hands here by the big man, and the lead down to just 8, 51-43, 5:35 to go.
Garman comes in averaging just under 4 points a game and has six on the night. Doing a good job filling in.
Wynn tries to go back door. Out front it goes to Ugin. Open for three. Yes. Drain it. Good. Zach Ugin with his second three-point basket. Albia gets the lead back to 11. Here's a dribble drive. Split the defender. Put it up. No good. And that's Jacob Jones.
Tanner Kellogg just a little too aggressive there.
Seen a lot more action tonight out of Jones and I wonder where that was coming from. It's my phone.
Yeah. Jones actually sophomore next and I haven't seen him in there. He hasn't played a whole lot this year. Just checking he's in there just under 2 points a game, but trying to give the coach a little relief there and getting a little spark to the team.
A week ago I think we saw about seven Mustangs. Now we're getting closer to 10. Second one is good. 9-point lead. 54-45. Both teams with three timeouts. Albie with the possession arrow. So we go down this final 5 minutes of action. Baker will go to the right side to Eugen. He'll bring it up. Crossover. Michael's guarding him. To Tanner Wynn. He'll hand it off to Baker, guarded by Dixon. Splits the defenders. Puts a floater up in the lane. No good. Rebound controlled by Calvin Utt. Utt with it. A chance for the Mustangs to get this lead down to its lowest point since the early part of that second quarter.
Yep.
Michaels. Inside it goes. Justin Utt tried to hit cutting Dixon. No doing. Ball goes out of bounds, and Albie will get the ball back.
Well, better job defensively out of the Blue Demons just to kind of stay within their game and not get overly anxious and trying to get any cheap fouls or anything. So good job there to get the turnover.
Wynn dribbles by his defender. Tries to go down low to Austin Luce. Ball's kicked and will roll all the way down to Keith Little. Showing off his athleticism. Almost bent over to get it. I said almost. We are fortunate to have an AD like Keith Little. I'll tell you what, he is the absolute best.
Really is. Does a great job of getting the students involved and, you know, very supportive of all the students. The student section is just exceptional, and you see him always encouraging them to be very positive and good leaders over there as well. And has been at it. And he's coached kids. He's been a part of the athletic programs for many years.
Matt Baker takes the inbounds, goes all the way around the circle, gets a couple of picks, and then goes right down the middle of the lane. Lays up a floater, can't get the basket to drop, but he's going to the line to shoot two. Baker, so solid from the free throw line. He is from the field. 78%, first one on the way, good. 40 out of 51 on the season. Pretty darn good shooting for a sophomore high school basketball player. Second one up, good. I think that shot is made in the middle of July.
Exactly. You know, it's just repetition, knowing what your body can do and how to do it, and just a nice little stroke.
Here's a shot by Michaels. Puts it up. Good. Park Michaels having a big second half here. Danny was really non-existent in that first half, but he's got 17 points here.
I think he had around 4, maybe 5 points at halftime, and so he's really gotten unloose here and unhinged.
Here's a steal by the Mustangs. Robert gets it off to Utt. Calvin Utt goes ahead and steal by Eugen. Eugen in transition. Kellogg to the basket. Underneath it. Can't get the fall. He'll go to the line to shoot two.
Nice job by Zach Eugen just playing that defensive cornerback like we've seen on Friday nights and just intercepted that pass. And it made a great little bit entry pass to Tanner Kellogg to give him a chance to get the ball just above the free throw line and make a move on the hoop. Was able to come underneath with that little reverse layup and was able to draw the foul. Got himself hit again in the face, so he's taking a little beating out there, but was able to draw the foul nonetheless.
We'll have two shots here. First one on its way. Good. He's got 16 points. Dan, one thing that stands out to me as I look at that scoreboard, we've got three players in double figures, and Matt Baker isn't one of them. He's got eight. To have a chance to have four players in double figures, that is the balanced scoring that this Blue Demon team really could use.
Desperately need. You know, Zach Hugan and Tanner Wynn have really started to come into their own here as the season's progressed, and that's just so huge. We saw that with Centerville. They have just five starters that all can get into double digits well, and, you know, that makes it hard to defend. You don't know who to try to isolate, and so it's a good deal for the Blue Demons if they can continue that.
Michaels puts up a couple of shots, can't get the fall. Near steal, Utt comes up with it. Albion will stay in its zone defense. Utt to the left side, Michaels. Park Michaels dribbles, picks it up. Utt, head fake, gets by the defender, splits, goes to the basket, up and good. Oh, that was such a tough move.
And it looked like an extra little half step. Certainly as a Blue Demon fan, you would have thought that was traveling. The officials thought he got by without doing that. So
9-point Albion lead, 58-49. Under three to go. Win with it, guarded by Michaels. Right side, Zach Eugen. To the baseline it goes. Baker gets a pick from Luce. Baker trying to get by the defender, and we'll have a blocking foul on Justin Utt. And Matt will have a chance to join the double-figure club. Coach Archer coaching his guys up along the way. Looking good in his black shirt and blue tie. Baker makes the first one.
But right back down on that possession there, Matt Baker, he was driving through, trying to split the defenders, and again, very strong, and isn't afraid to initiate contact. That's why he's gotten the line so much. He's able to draw those fouls on the other team.
Second one, good. All right, Baker perfect from the free throw line. He's got 10 points. And Albia with an 11-point lead here. 2.5 to go. Dixon goes cross-court to Utt. Baseline, Michaels. Michaels jump shot on the way. No good. Rebound. Yeah. And we have over the back on Roberts.
That'll be his fourth foul with 2:30 left in the game.
You're listening to 96.7 KIIC. Albia, Iowa. Tonight, a South Central Conference boy-girl doubleheader. Davis County got the girls' game. And the Blue Demons trying to get another split here. Split the games the last Friday or last Tuesday. Trying to do the same 1 week later. Eugen's first free throw, good. Zach is such a smooth basketball player. He makes everything he does look easy.
You know, and it starts with, quite honestly, it's the thing, the strength in his body and his core that he's able to move and get around the court really well, very fast. Like you mentioned earlier, he's got an explosive first step. And then his form, his shooting form is just really smooth and seamless. And that's what you like seeing out of there. He just makes the second free throw there. It gives him 13 on the night. Again, we got four players now in double figures, and what an outstanding performance by all four of them.
Mason Cox will check in for Austin Luce. It's so nice to see all those double-digit numbers up there. And here's a foul. Baker tried to cut off Park Michaels, and that foul will earn Michaels a couple of shots here.
We'll go to line shooting 1-1. Albie now has 19 fouls. Next one will be the double bonus. So it'll be two automatic free throws from here on out for Davis County if we cause a foul.
2:21 to go. Park Michaels at the line. Got two shots to come. 1-1 here. First one on its way. Good. 12-point ball game. The lead had been as much as 20 and cut down to as little as 8. Second one to come. High Archer up and over the top of the rim. Good. 51-62. Albie with the lead and the basketball. Eugen to Tanner Wynn. Albie will be content to take some time off right here. Cross court win. He's open for three. Dribbles in. Picks up his dribble. Goes to the corner to Kellogg. Under the basket. Up and good. Oh, my.
Don't know, Kellogg with his 21st points of the night there. Just slightly better than his season average of almost 20.
Oh, here's a shot put up on the backside. A foul coming. Jacob Jones found his way on the backside of the block. Was wide open. Good hustle back by Zach Eugen. Got an awful lot of basketball, Dan.
And as I said, I know it's easy for me to make a call up here, as it seems like, but just because Zach Eugen came up and he was swinging his hand at the ball doesn't mean it's necessarily going to be a foul. And I think so oftentimes officials think if you're swinging your hands, you must be making contact. Zach did a great job of just trying to, with his fingertips, tap the ball, and I think that's all he did. If he even got the ball, he may not have touched anything. And it certainly looked like he got any part of the arm or the body, but yet the official called it. And two easy points for the Mustangs brings it back to 11 points.
The Mustangs call timeout. We'll do the same. 1:49 to go here. Albie with the 64-53 lead. We'll take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Blue Demon Basketball.
Built tough with more power and torque, Case skid steer loaders from Titan Machinery in Oskaloosa boost productivity and increase operator comfort. The cabs feature increased headroom and lap bar width, along with improved visibility, ergonomically positioned controls, industry-first side lighting, and improved reliability and serviceability help you get more work done every day. Case and Titan Machinery have flexible finance plans and the parts and service support to back up that equipment. See them on the web at TitanMachinery.com. Then find the skid steer model that is right for you. From Titan Machinery in Oskaloosa.
Welcome back, folks. Minute 49 left in the game. Blue Demons hang on to 64-53 lead over Davis County. And the Blue Demons check the ball in, trying to run the clock out now. Davis County's looking to foul now with under 2 minutes left. They want to make this a contest of free throws. So it'll be incumbent upon the Blue Demons to make sure they make their easy buckets here when they get the chance, their easy points. That's the third foul on Davis County's Calvin Upp. He has 11 points on the night, and Park Michaels has gotten well above his average now. He's at 19 points for the night, gotten to his average, and again, at halftime, only had 4, maybe 5 points. So Park Michaels done a good job getting back into it, getting his team back into this game. Matt Baker, though, goes up, makes the first one, makes the first free throw. Second half of the 1-1, it's up and good. Perfect on the night, Jason.
Yeah, he's really solid from the free throw line. That was a big key on Friday night. No M&Ms tonight. Jack and Johnny Flatter about killed me last Friday night.
I just had a focus group, so they like hearing more of me. Might have been a
Who
focus
you focusing
group.
On?
Well, you know, it was my kids.
My multiple personalities have been sending in text.
My focus group budget doesn't allow me to really go outside the box there. I just have to stay where I can get free advice or free views. Tanner Kello comes down, gets fouled. We are in the double bonus for both teams now, so he'll get 2 free throws automatically, which is fortunate for him. Misses the front end here. Again, the Blue Demons have a 13-point lead now. 66-53 is our score with a minute 26 left in the game.
You're going to have a good time on Saturday, bud.
Great time.
Past Friday. Friday's going to be fun. The Rockets come to town. But
yeah.
Saturday's going to be a really big day for us. And then Sunday, the Super Bowl right here. Sports leader.
But bringing it all to you right here.
Yeah. Here's a shot follow up and good. Justin Nutt on the follow gets it to drop. The Mustangs call timeout. We'll keep it right here. 66-55. Mustangs will not quit. That is just what you'd expect out of Coach Graves.
That's just what I was going to say. Any squad he's got, you know, he's been at this so long. He understands the nuances. And that anything's possible. Things can get pretty nutty at a high school basketball game as long as you stay patient and disciplined is your game. What I really like seeing there, too, is he took a second to talk to a couple of his assistants to kind of see what their input is, to weigh that into his discussion. And now he's back with the team to get them set. You know, 11-point game, minute 13, it's not unfathomable that they could climb back into this thing. Certainly for the Blue Demons, it's going to be important that we start making our free throws here as we go down the stretch, because that's obviously the game plan now is to foul away at us. Nobody is in imminent foul trouble, at least in foul out of the game, although Park Michaels and Justin and Calvin Up both have have 3 fouls, but they still have one they can give without any effort.
Michaels had 3 fouls in the first quarter.
Yeah, he's done a good job the second half. There was a little, and you know, it's like we saw last week. Last week, first half, I thought he played very unbalanced and just out of rhythm. Tonight, the same thing again, but boy, his free throws have gotten much better second half. He's made some shots second half that he didn't first half, so very much a second half player.
Dan, you know, I can read those banners across the way. That's really a big and the players. Now I can actually read their jersey numbers.
Way to check into the vanity and get glasses.
Yeah.
Most of us have had them for a long time.
Dr. Adler coming through for me, and it's amazing they work when you wear them. Last Friday night, I left them at home. All kinds of technical difficulties last Friday night.
Blue Demons have the ball in the front court, and they're just playing a little keep away. And Davis County does not appear to be wanting to foul at this point.
Here's a shot put up by Baker. No good. Rebound, Kellogg. He'll put it up, and this one will not fall, but here comes those free throws you talked about.
You know, nice little rebound, Tanner Kellogg. And he does that such a great job of getting his body in the right spot, knowing based on the way the shooter has shot the ball where that rebound is going to have a tendency to go to. And he just always finds a way to maneuver himself in that position. Has just extremely strong and big hands. And so if he gets his hands on it, rarely gets loose from him. Puts it back up and is fouled immediately by Calvin Eck.
Free throw is good.
Brings it back to a 12-point game, so very much putting the game in hand with now 50 seconds in the game. So at this point, we'd imagine that there isn't much of a Coach Graves has in his bag of tricks to get back on this game.
Well, break out the chips and salsas. That what used to hear on Iowa basketball when the games were actually all covered. Here's a shot put up. No good. Oh, that's a good follow there by the Mustangs. Well, they're determined not to quit here.
Nope, 10-point game again. To get it back to a respectable number, almost single digits, and 37 seconds left in the game. Coach Graves calls his last timeout of the game.
Well, Dan just got wrapped up a Southern Iowa Youth Basketball League.
Oh, what an
61
outstanding.
Teams,
yep.
And you know, you helped coach one of those sixth grade teams. I'd say the future is bright for Albia basketball and Southern Iowa basketball.
It really is. I mean, it's a wonderful thing for folks who don't know. It's a league that comprised of teams from all over Southern Iowa, from Sheraton to Centerville to Moravia to Albia, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Davis County, Fairfield. Get a couple of girls teams, I believe, from Knoxville this year. And it's just a great opportunity for the kids to play on Saturdays. For these young kids, third grade on up, they get a chance to do a little traveling like the big boys. They get a road game. And so maybe, this past Saturday, sixth graders was over in Davis County. And so that's a chance for them to play somewhere different. And they really respond to that and really get better as the season goes along. And that's what you're looking for. And we're trying to work our kids as to get them here to what we're seeing tonight. This is the end result here. What we want to see is some really good quality basketball being played by both squads.
Well, the Blue Demons with the basketball. Huguet, cross court. Good job of moving the ball around without giving up the foul. And Baker will bring it across the half court line. Final 30 seconds. The Kellogg. Kellogg's going to get fouled by Michaels. Boy, Albie did a heck of a job of keeping the ball moving enough that Mustangs couldn't get the foul.
And what I like, and I think it really kind of confused Davis County a little bit, is they didn't. The press was put on, but they didn't look to immediately break it right away, realizing they got 10 seconds. And at this point, the 10-second call is not the worst thing that have happened to them. Took their time in breaking that press and working the ball around a few times in the backcourt. And then getting in the front court with about 8 seconds left, left on the 10-second clock there. And then from there, you start to see what happens. And I think it kind of confused Davis County. They really expected us to come out moving it quick and get across first.
Kellogg makes them both. The senior now with 24 points, and Albia with the 12-point lead. Final 20 seconds.
Blue Demon Fan Club is sending the visitors off with a nice little chant to let them know it's good to have them here, but wish them a safe trip home.
Michaels out there, the steal by Utt, puts it up off the glass and good. 10-point lead, 6 seconds to go. Inbounds to Baker, and we have a foul. And with 3 seconds to go, Matt Baker will walk the other way and look to put the icing on the cake here. And the Blue Demons are going to get a nice win here. Give credit to the Mustangs for finding a way to come back and making this competitive in the second half, because it was not very competitive for about a quarter and a half.
No, very much. That second quarter, just a huge lead by the Blue Demons to really kind of put this game away a little bit. But by the same token, Davis kind of came back in that third quarter, really tried to scrap themselves back into it. Just ran out of a little gas, and I think we've kind of heard the reports that they just have a few players kind of battling that flu bug, and it's really taken the legs out of them, and certainly not the team that you would always expect.
Kavanaugh, the buzzer, no good. Four players reached double figures tonight for the Blue Demons. The margin of victory is by double figures, and the Blue Demons will get back-to-back Tuesday night wins over the Mustangs. This one at home, and Dan, a really solid performance. You got to look and up on that scoreboard. You expect 20-plus points from Tanner Kellogg. You expect 15 or double-digit points from Matt Baker. But Tanner Wynn and Zach Huguet, those two players, those guys can be the consistent third and fourth leading scorers on this team. And when they are going to be on, they're going to make this team that much better, and I think both of them are making big strides here late in the season.
Well, you got to believe that, and it just will be so huge as the season wears on here. We're just down to the final stretch. He's got two more games here this week, and then a couple next week, and then we start in the playoff run, and that's what you want. To me, it just makes it so hard for other teams at the 2A level. If you've got four scorers going double digits, and Mason Cox can fill it up on any given night, Ryan Sarver can also do the same. So there's just a potential of having six different guys who can really help out, and that's going to be key for us, and we've got to maintain that balance to really have a chance to go far and make a nice little run in the playoff run in the district conference.
We're going to look at the Blue Demons on Friday night, yep, as the Rockets come to town. Another South Central Conference matchup, and that will set us up for a big Saturday. 71-59, your final score here. The Blue Demons get the win, and Dan, I'm looking forward to a super Saturday. Wrestling sectionals right here.
Wow.
You're going to be at Wells Fargo Arena, and that really will be a big test for Albia to go on the big stage with all the glitter of Wells Fargo Arena, and to play a really quality opponent as well.
Well, I think that's something that we've introduced these kids here a few years ago, and it really does give the high school players a chance to go into that facility and play. I think we found that out when we did qualify for state here a few years back. We got up there, and it's all of a sudden it's kind of a Hoosiers concept there, where it's a big facility, and your eyes are a little bug-eyed, and you're trying to figure out if the rim is still 10 feet off the ground or not. And it's just a nice thing for these kids, if nothing else, to get that experience, and hopefully come back when it really means a lot, when you've got big crowds and everything, and give them a chance. But, from the seniors all the way down to the freshmen that'll be there and participating to watch and see what's going on, I think it's a great opportunity for them.
Well, tonight's score, 71-59. The boys and girls split tonight like they did 1 week ago. The Lady D's fall to the Mustangs, but the Blue Demons get the win here in our nightcap. I want to wish all of you a safe night. Make sure you keep the radio set right here as Mother Nature turns to her ugly side, and we'll keep you updated with all the weather updates and, of course, any school closings or any other activity that will be canceled or modified tomorrow. We will, of course, have all that for you. For everyone at KIIC, have a safe night. For Dan Stocker, this is Jason Summers saying thank you to the best board operator in the business, Scotty Fry, running the board. And to all of you, have a great night. You've been listening to Lady D and Blue Demon Basketball.